Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. When I was a little boy, I really believed that that nursery rhyme was about the Blessed Mother, Mary, and Jesus. I mean, after all, she was the Mary that I heard the most about. And Jesus was, of course, the Lamb of God. And he was absolutely pure. His fleece was white as snow. And of course, the baby Jesus followed Mary wherever she would go. But then I got older and I discovered that it was actually written in the 19th century by an American Protestant writing about a little girl named Mary Sawyer who brought her pet lamb to school one day. So much for my youthful piety. But it was a pretty good instinct. Last week I preached about how Jesus, in a certain sense, in order to become the good shepherd, first had to become a lamb, the Lamb of God. Not only the sacrificial lamb, but also the innocent and docile lamb before the Father, hearing his Father's voice and following it. Not my will, but your will be done, he said. And in like manner, Jesus had to become Mary's little lamb before he could become our shepherd. God entrusted his son to Mary to tend and to feed and to love. And it was Mary's voice that he followed and obeyed when he was a little boy, and even in some sense when he became a man. For example, at the marriage feast of Cana, it was to Mary's voice that Jesus responded to perform his first great public miracle at the beginning of his ministry. And even now, he listens to her voice when she intercedes for us. Now, not to obey, but in love and with deference. Excuse me. Today, the fourth Sunday of Easter is always called Good Shepherd Sunday. And in the gospel today, Jesus speaks to us as a shepherd. Now we know that when he ascended into heaven, he left other shepherds to tend his flock on earth in his name, beginning with St. Peter and the apostles, and all the way to today with their successors, the bishops and priests. And that is an extremely important role in the church. But the thing is, just as Jesus had to be a lamb to become our shepherd, if Christians are truly to follow Jesus, to be the sheep who hear his voice and follow him, then we must not only be sheep, but like him, we must be shepherds. We must be shepherds with Jesus and care and tend for the other sheep of the flock. Now Mary is the primary example of this. She was God's innocent little lamb, the daughter Zion, as scripture calls her. The little lamb that God cared for in a special, tender way from her conception throughout her life. Also that she could grow up to be his mother, the shepherd of the little lamb, Jesus. And being his shepherd when he was a child, she is in a certain sense our shepherd and the role model for being Christian shepherds for Jesus. She has been this way since the beginning of the church. She was right there in the upper room with the apostles at the first Pentecost. Now, of course, Peter and the apostles were appointed by Christ to be the authoritative shepherds in the church. But in a certain way, as the mother of Christ and the mother of the church, she was there at the Pentecost with all the apostles in the early church as a motherly shepherd of them all. Of course, this month of May, we remember this motherly role of Mary in a particular way. The whole month is the month of Mary. And tomorrow, May 13th, we remember particularly how over 100 years ago she came as a mother and a shepherd to three live shepherds, three real shepherds, if you will, three little shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal. And there she came to protect the world against sin, and especially against false shepherds, the false shepherds of atheism and Marxism, encouraging the world to listen to the voice of her son, to follow him, to repent, and to pray. And then she called on these three simple little children to become shepherds in Christ, first by sharing her message with the entire world, and then second by doing so with the innocent example of faithful little children, if you will, as Jesus and Mary's little lambs. Like a shepherd in the upper room with the apostles, with the children at Fatima, and with every single Christian for 2,000 years, the Blessed Mother has protected her little lambs, all of us. And all this she did as part of her God-given role as Mother of Jesus and Mother of His Church, Mother of us all. Because this is what a mother does. A Christian mother cares for the little lambs that Jesus entrusts to her. And as I say, all of us are shepherds, are called to be shepherds in some way in Christ. And in this month of May, we remember the unique motherly way Mary lived this vocation. And today, as American Catholics, we should remember how all mothers share in this vocation in a similar way. Christ transforms the motherly vocation to be, it takes the natural elements there and lifts it up in a special way to make mothers the shepherds of their children in Christ. Like a shepherd, our mothers protect their lambs. Of course, they protect us from, in a natural way, from natural disease, hunger, ignorance, the cold, and harm. But in Christ, Christian mothers are especially called to protect their lambs from wolves posing as shepherds, trying to lead them astray, especially those trying to lead them away from Jesus, whether it's atheists or false Christian prophets or even the prophets of the secular society of the West that we live in. Like a shepherd, a mother must protect her children especially from the false notions of Christ and His Church, from false notions of right and wrong, good and evil, from distortions of the dignity of women and men and family, from lies promoted about the meaning of love and sexuality, and from the complete perversion of the fundamental dignity of human life. Just as the Blessed Mother came to Fatima to protect her children, her little lambs, from the rising atheistic and secular culture that was just rising at that time, today's mothers also have to protect their children, born, grown up, and unborn, from the devastating effects of that culture that was beginning in when Our Lady of Fatima appeared in 1917, that has come to full bloom today. Today we thank the Lord for the gift He gives us of the good shepherds who are our good and faithful and courageous bishops and priests. But we also thank Him for the great gift of His mother who protects us and comes to us in our hour of need, calling us to follow her son. And we thank Him also for entrusting us to the gentle and loving guidance and protection of our natural or adopted mothers on earth. As we now enter more deeply into the mystery of this Holy Mass on this Mother's Day, let us pray that all mothers may always hear the voice of the one true Good Shepherd calling them to Himself, and then under the protection of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Fatima, they may lead us and all the world to Him. And let us pray that He may give them the reward they deserve for their tender care of us. On this earth, having loving and devoted families, and in heaven having eternal happiness with him and his mother. Praise be Jesus Christ.